Shavua Tov, Gudvach, Shalom Aleichem. Mishnah Yomi is continuing in Ta'anit, Chapter 2, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah number 6. We've been discussing the prayer service for the fast days, the additional blessings added into the regular Amidah. Now we're going to discuss the effect of fast days on Kohanim at work. I don't mean at work in the accounting office, I mean at the temple. Shalosh Taniot HaRishonot, the first three fasts. Recall from chapter 1, the first three fasts were a little more lenient. They could eat during the night prior to the day. It wasn't a full 24-hour fast or other leniencies there. So Anshe Mishmar, the Kohanim in the Mishmar, that shift that's on duty, mit onin velo mashlimin. They fast that day, but they don't finish their fast. They're allowed to eat late in the afternoon towards the end of the day. Anshe Beit Av, and the men of that family unit, lo hayu mitanim klol, the family unit that's on duty that day, they wouldn't fast at all. Now, as background, the Kohanim, the priests, were divided into 24 mishmarot, 24 shifts or watches that were each on duty 1 week at a time. We mentioned this towards the end of Sukkot. We were talking about how everyone would come and bring karbanot and the mishmar on duty versus the other mishmarot, how they'd split up the extra karbanot of Sukkot. And each mishmar, which is on duty for a week at a time, they would divide it into a Beit Av, literally it's the house of the father, but it's a family or a group of families that's on duty that day. So each mishmar is split into seven Beit Av, seven Batei Av. So the guys on Monday, the Beit Av is on duty, they're on. But the other men of that Mishmar, they're on deck. They're warming up in the bullpen. So the idea here is the Kohanim of the Beit Av that's on duty that particular day, which is a fast day, they don't have to fast because they're schlepping heavy pieces of animals. As we've learned in Yuma and other places, they're doing a lot of schlepping, a lot of running, a lot of hurrying. They have to be very careful. So if they're fasting, they might be distracted and complaining, and it's not so amazing. And towards the end of the day, they might get tired and call for backup from the guys on deck, from the other men of the Mishmar, and from the other Beit Av, too. So they were allowed to break their fast later in the day. Shalosh Shniyot, the Mishnah continues, the next three fasts, which are more strict, they are full-day fasts, Anshe Mishmar Mitonim Mishlimim. The men of that mishmar, that's their week to be on duty, they fast the entire day. Anshe Beit Av, and the men who are on duty that particular day of the week, mit onim velo mashlinim. They fast for most of the day, and towards the end of the day, you understand they're not having a big picnic, a big suda, a big lunch. You know, they're just as needed, having a little bit to take the edge off so they can do their job in the temple correctly. Sheva Achronot, the last seven public fast days, they were, again, more strict than the first three and the next three. Elu ve'elu mitanim mishlinim. Both groups, both the Kohanim that are on duty that week and the ones on duty that particular day in the temple, they finish their fast. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. That's according to Yeshua. The Chochamim Omrim, but the other sages disagree with Rabbi Yeshua. They say, Shalosh Taniot Rishonot, the first three, which are lenient. Elu ve'elu lo hayu mitanim klol. The men of the Beit Av who are on duty that day, they don't fast at all, nor do the men of the Mishmar who are on duty that week who might be called in to help out that day. Shalosh Shniyot, the second three fasts, Anshe Mishmar Mitanim Leshlimin, the men who are on duty that week, they don't finish their fast. Anshe Beit Av Lo Hayu Mitanim Klol, the ones the Kohanim are on duty that particular day, they don't fast at all, as needed, you understand, to keep their strength up. Sheva Achronot, the last seven fasts, which are more stringent, Anshe Mishmar, Mitanim Mishlimim, the ones who are on duty that week, they finish their fast, they fast the entire day. Anshe Beit Av, Mitanim, Velo Mashlinim. And the ones on duty that day in the temple, they're allowed to eat late in the day as needed for their strength. Great, on to Mishneh Zion. The Mishnah brings a related halacha about the Kohanim on duty in the temple. Anshe Mishmar, Mutarim Lishtot Yain Belelot. The men of the Mishmar, they're allowed to drink wine at night, but not during the daytime. Now, during the daytime, they might be called in to help out in the temple, to help the Beit Av that's actually on duty. But during the night, there's not much going on. There are some limbs and fats still being consumed, some cleanup work going on in the temple, but the bulk of the carbonic process is done during the daytime. It's not likely they'll be called in at all, so they were allowed to drink wine. Now, you recall, a Kohen cannot drink wine and do avodah, cannot serve in the temple if he's had even a revius, even, you know, a small amount of wine. V'anshei Beit Av, the Mishnah says, the men, the Kohanim who are on duty that day in the temple, lo bayom v'loy laila, they cannot drink any wine or alcohol, not during the day and not during the night. They have to be available. And the Mishnah concludes, Anshei Mishnah, Anshei Ma'amad, Asurin Milasaper Mechobis. So the Kohanim who are on duty that week, they're coming from wherever they live up to Yerushalayim, and the men of the Ma'amad. Now, the men of the Ma'amad are representatives of the Yisraelim, the Israelites, and they also come to the temple, come to Yerushalayim as emissaries and representatives of the entire nation. You understand the Karban Ola, the Tamid, was a offering brought on behalf of the entire people. So the people would send representatives, and they would also take turns coming to Yerushalayim. So they could not take haircuts and do dry cleaning, do laundry that week. Now, it's not that we want them to be disheveled. It's a concept we'll see in Moed Katan, which we'll get to soon, that we want people to take care of their haircuts and their laundry before they come to pilgrimage, or before they come to Yerushalayim, or before they enter a Yom Tov or a festival. We want them to get it done first. Uvachamishi, and on Thursday, Mutarin is mutter to take a haircut, get your dry cleaning done, take care of your laundry, b'nei kavod de Shabbat. So you go into Shabbat with your clothes clean. So why not Friday? Well, some people start getting ready for Shabbos already on Thursday. On Friday, you have cooking, you have shopping to do. So to sit down for the barber, to get the dry cleaning done, you should already do that on a Thursday. Great advice. Yashar kochachem, zay gezunt, shvuto.